Our Lord does not waste words. He does not waste gestures. Everything has a meaning. And above all, that which the apostles recorded in sacred scripture. Every word of sacred scripture has a value to us, and it was given to us for our salvation. Knowing this, why would they include our Lord's words when he asks the apostles, when he says to the apostles, "Give them some food yourselves"? Why not just jump immediately to our Lord saying to them, after they said, "Send the people away, how many loaves do you have?" 5 loaves, 2 fish. It wouldn't change the story whatsoever. It wouldn't take away from our Lord's greatness. He still performs this unbelievable miracle. Give them some food yourselves. Our Lord, in his great mercy, allowed the apostles to see their insufficiency, their inability. They could not supply for the need themselves. So oftentimes when we see this in our own lives, it causes us sadness. It's painful to see our limitations. Our Lord only allows it for our growth, that we will die ever more to ourselves and allow him to live in us, to accomplish all things in and through us. Blessed Mother Teresa would say to her sisters expressions like this often: "You and I, we are nothing." And it is in this that we see the terrible humility of God. He is so great, so wonderful, that he uses nothingness to show his greatness. She believed that one's own insignificance was the first step toward holiness. Someone one time said to her, asked her, "Mother Teresa, what is the secret to your success?" She responded in this short phrase. She said, "Every day, every morning, I receive Holy Communion." Period. Every day, every morning, I receive Jesus. And he does everything in me. I do not have to rely upon myself. When she would start a new foundation, the first thing she would do, she would enter into a building and she would find the room where the chapel would be. And she would have Mass celebrated, and she would carry around with her these little portable tabernacles before they had their official ones set up, so that the Blessed Sacrament could be kept in the convent, even before anything else was established. Because she knew, and the sisters knew, that everything flowed from there. May our Lord give us the grace to know that same truth.